I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. April is Jazz Appreciation Month. Each year, the Smithsonian encourages us to listen to and study this rich American-born form of music. Here in New Mexico, thankfully, we have lots of opportunities to listen to and to study jazz. And one person to thank for that is Tom Guralnick. Tom created, or helped to create, the New Mexico Jazz Workshop, the New Mexico Jazz Festival, and the Outpost Performance Space, the last two of which he still leads. This month, the Jazz Journalists Association named Tom Guralnick one of its 2016 American Jazz Heroes. Tom Guralnick, an honor well-deserved.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you're not a guy who is too excited by the idea of awards, but recognition like this is very helpful.
It was really nice to get this. It's a nice honor, and definitely I'm interested in bringing attention to the Outpost. The Outpost is a very special place, I think, and for people who live in Albuquerque to recognize that a small place like this, an intimate performance venue, has national recognition is a good thing.
When you arrived here in New Mexico in 1976, what did you see then as the best way to make jazz more a part of the cultural scene here?
You know, I didn't have a grand vision, or B, didn't feel that it was incumbent upon me to spread the word about jazz. I was just interested. This was something I could offer to the community. And once I got involved in it, I got bit by the bug of presenting music. But it's not like I think this is superior music that everybody should listen to. I'm for music. And I believe that whatever speaks to people is great. It's all fulfilling the same need of musical expression. So, you know, I don't feel that jazz is a superior music, but I feel that it should be part of the cultural spectrum. And that I've always been very dedicated to, making it a part of what happens here in New Mexico.
Jazz, as you have said to me in the past, has some of the same problems that classical music today has. The audience for it is seen as decreasing, maybe getting older. How do we solve that problem, or is it a problem?
I feel that the Outpost audiences are growing. If Outpost goes on beyond me, which I hope it does, there will obviously be a younger person running the organization. And I think as younger people get into the presenting scene, the audience will be reflected. I mean, if there's a place where I have an expertise, it's certainly in some of the musicians that I presented 35 years ago. And younger presenters will have different areas of expertise, and they'll be developing relationships with performers that will continue throughout their presenting career. As they get older, the musicians that are presenting will get older.
Do you think this is going to happen organically anyway?
I do think it is going to happen organically, yeah. You can't stop music. It doesn't end with a generation.
Very encouraging to hear.
It's a reality.
The Jazz Journalists Association named Tom Guralnick one of its 2016 Jazz Heroes, individuals of positive influence on their musical communities. Tom heads Albuquerque's terrific Outpost Performance Space. For details on the spring season, visit outpostspace.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.